You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
That hymn has given me great encouragement.
刚才那首诗歌实在是给我很大的鼓励。
Because the Holy Spirit is the most patient one.
因为实在圣灵是那一位最有忍耐的。
And he is the one who has made things happening.
而且他也是那一位让事情让能够将事情成就的。
And today we shall try again to recall your attention that we did start something long time ago.
我们今天是要提醒各位，我们的确我们在很久以前开始了一件事情。
We have tried to preach on the First Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter.
我们那个时候开始讲到林前十三章那个爱的那一章。
We have some success because we did a great deal of it.
我们也蛮成功的，因为我们的那一章讲了很多。
But then, because this chapter is worthy to be studied so slowly.
但是这一章实在是值得我们慢慢的这样子来学。
We have not finished it yet.
我们还没有读完。
Therefore, I ask you to please turn with us to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 once again. I know many of you have read it many, many times.
所以今天早上，我请各位再一次打开哥林多前书十三章。我知道各位这一章一定很熟。
I checked the schedule that we did preach on it 2 months ago.
我找看了一下记录，大概两个月之前我们这样子讲过。
Therefore, let's read a little bit more. Let's read from chapter 13, verse 4 to verse 7.
所以我们试试啊，我们读十三章第四节到第七节。
And I'd like to ask you to read together with me, English, both English and Chinese.
我们中英文一起读。
Let's begin together. Charity suffers long, and is kind. Charity envieth not.
Charity vaunteth not itself.
It is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. All right. Let's turn to 2 Timothy then.
我们打开提摩太后书
Chapter 2
第二章
This is something Paul wrote to Timothy
这里是保罗写信给提摩太
I wonder many of you have noticed that the strange way our Bible, the New Testament are arranged of their names
我相信各位一定注意到我们新约圣经它的这个每一章的名字是有点奇怪
Last week I met a new believer, she asked me a question
上一个礼拜有一个新得救的，他问我一个问题。
She asked me why the New Testament have so many different books with different names.
他问我这些新约为什么这不同的书有这不同的名字。
I said, all right, these are easy because Paul wrote so many books, and he has to have distinction between all the books that he wrote.
所以我说这很简单啊，这个问题，因为保罗写了很多书信，他必须要有一个名字把它把每封信是分开。
And I began to tell him, you know, the book of Romans, the First Corinthians, Second Corinthians, and so on.
于是我就开始跟他讲这个罗马书，哥林多前，哥林多后。
These are the names of those who receive the letters.
这些是那些接受这个书信的那些人的名字。
But then I suddenly came to First Timothy.
突然一下我讲到了提摩太前书。
And Timothy is not a church, certainly.
那么提摩太不是一个教会的一个地方的名字。
So I say, all right, these are not the churches.But this is a person who receives his letter. It's a personal letter now.
好了好了，那这样子的话，不完全是啊。这里是开始是讲到这个哪个人接受那个信。
But then when I moved on, there are Book of Hebrews.
下面又在讲到希伯来书的时候。
I don't even know who the author is.
我连那个作者都不知道了。
And then there are Book of the call of James.
然后讲到雅各书。
James neither is a church.
雅各书他也不是一个教会。
Nor a receiver.
也不是一个接受的人。
He's an author of the book.
他是那个书的作者。
So I think I'm confused myself.
所以我自己也都没有办法讲
一个很好的答案。Nevertheless, the Bible, every book is for the edification of the people.
但是每一卷书都是为了我们人的益处。
Now let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 10. Let's read it.
我们看提摩太后书第二章第十节。
Paul used almost the same word, very similar to what he just said,
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
在这里保罗用了跟林前十三章同样的那个字眼在这里讲到。
He said, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory.
所以我为选民凡事忍耐，叫他们也可以得着那在基督耶稣里的救恩和永远的荣耀。
We see immediately that Paul taught his student Timothy.
所以我们在这里马上看见保罗在这里教他的学生提摩太。
And we know that he was so patient, ever so patient in teaching the church.
我们知道保罗在教导教会是有何等大的耐心。
He is waiting for the church to mature.
他在那里等候教会在那里成熟。
And he is teaching Timothy to do the same.
他也教导提摩太做同样的事。
Therefore, you see, although there's no word such as love here appear in 2 Timothy.
所以虽然你在提摩太后书这里看不见一个爱这个字眼在这里。
But Paul said he endured all things for the elect.
但是他说为了选民凡事忍耐。
Because he knows what the church is all about.
因为保罗实在是知道这个教会是什么。
Because he knows that God has a purpose in the church.
他也知道神在教会中有一个旨意。
And since we say all good things must come to those who wait.
既然我们说凡事都反正
会All things come to those who wait.
凡事那
good things come to those who wait.
那些等候神的人凡事有好凡事大有。
I know why she's stuck because that was not a Bible quotation. That was a common slang.
凡是等候神的人都会有好处。
Therefore, Paul has taught Timothy to wait, to be enduring.
所以在这里，保罗教导提摩太在那里要忍耐，在那里忍耐。
And、it explains to us why Paul is so patient with the church.
这里在这个地方就告诉我们，为什么保罗对教会是那样的有忍耐。
He is really patient.
因为他实在是有忍耐。
You know, personally, Paul is not the most patient people on earth.
你知道我们要照人来看保罗并不是世界上最有耐心的人。
Because in the book of Acts chapter 17, he did tell us that he couldn't wait any longer, therefore he went ahead and preached the gospel.
因为在第17章行传17章里头那里保罗他自己说他说我现在是等不及了所以我就赶快出去传福音了。
That happened in Athens.
那里在雅典是这样子发生这样的事。
But then you know,But as far as the church business is concerned,
但是当讲到教会里的事情的时候
Paul has this immense love.
保罗在那里有一个很极大无比的爱。
He said, love endures all things.
而他说爱能够忍爱是凡事忍耐。
And then he endures all things for the sake of elect.
而且他为了选民凡事忍耐。
Dear brother and sister, maybe we have started something that we need to review again.Let's come back to 1 Corinthians.
也许我们再回到哥林多前书。
You know, we started by reading what is love.
我们先开始说到的爱是什么。
About a year ago, we preached on love is long suffering.
我们在差不多一年以前说到爱是恒久忍耐。
And that is something is strange to human mind.
因为那样的一件事情是对一个人的人性来讲是一件很特别的事。
And he said, love is suffers long and is kind. Both are the things that's very deep in Paul's writing.
因为他说爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈这里面实在是在保罗是讲一个很深的事情。
I must confess, when I started preaching that, I began to notice what God says about himself.
我必须要说 只有在当我开始要讲这一段的时候我才开始慢慢了解保罗到底想要告诉我什么。
And you see, when we read along 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
当我们这样子13章里面这样慢慢读下来的时候
And once I turn to the Old Testament sometime,
然后有时候我又翻到旧约里面
I want to draw the attention, comparison between the two.
我要提醒各位在这里我要这里有两个很清楚的对比。
What I mean is, please turn to Exodus chapter 34.
请我们翻开出埃及记第34章。
There God proclaimed himself to be a certain character.
在那里神把他自己的性情表明出来。
You see, I began to notice the similarity here.
在这里呢，我就看到这个两个相同点出现了。
Some people has asked me, why does the First Corinthians start with long suffering and finish with endurance?
有人就问我说，为什么这个爱的这一篇一开始先说爱是恒久忍耐，而又最后结束是凡事忍耐
？And I said, isn't that already clear enough? He knows that we have no patience as Christians.
我那时候就说，这不是很清楚吗？因为神知道我们做基督徒实在是没有什么忍耐。
But God really doesn't mean to repeat Himself unnecessarily.
但是神不会那样子没有意义的就在那里把就在那重复说
see,
重复的话。
The first statement saying that He is long-suffering and is kind. Talk about Himself, His personality as God of love.
最开始上说是爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈是说到他的神的神性他是那样子的有忍耐又有爱又有恩慈
let's read chapter 34 verse 6 from Exodus
但是若是我们读出埃及记第34章第六节
And the Lord passed by before him meaning Moses and proclaimed the Lord God merciful and gracious long suffering and abundant in goodness and truth
耶和华在他面前宣告说耶和华耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神不轻易发怒并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实
And some of the passages also said that he is slow to anger
在有很多地方他就说他是慢慢不轻易发怒
And you know in 1 Corinthians 13 they also talk about slow to anger
在这里第13章的爱的这一章里头也讲到不轻易发怒
To me a reader of the Bible it becomes so apparent now
所以你如果你真的好好读圣经的话就发现这发现很清楚的这里
It only reinforced strengthening the way what we knew before
所以在这里他在爱的这一篇等于把以前我们知道的他 再重新加强
God is love that's why he wants his love to be in his children
神是爱所以他需要他需要讲他将他的爱来浇灌他的儿女
God is love, therefore we expect all believers becomes love.
因为神是爱，所以他也在那里期待，在那里盼望所有他的儿女都有爱。
It's imperative that we all become what God is like.
所以我们是无可避免的，我们一定是要走到像神，像神那个样子。
And you know, long suffering, saying that God is not being angry, God has to be merciful for some reason.
你在那里看到神不是随便轻易发怒他在那里有恩慈是一样一样是在那里有一个目的
You know the setting of Exodus chapter 34
你知道我们在讲出埃及记34章的时候那个他的背景如何
The setting is that the Israelites has just sinned
因为在那个地方在出埃及记34章那里以色列人刚刚犯了罪
And they sinned a great sin
而且他们犯了一个大罪
There's nothing greater than the sin
没有比那个罪更大的
They have turned the glory of God into an image of the idol
因为他们讲神的荣耀变成一个偶像的样子
And God is so angry at them
那时候神实在是这样他们发烈怒
Moses was in the mountain receiving the Ten Commandments
在那个时候摩西在山上接受那十诫
Of that the first one is that thou shalt have no God before me
而十诫里头第一条就是说你们不可以敬拜别的神
And the second one said thou shalt not worship any idol
那么第二条又说到你不可以为自己造任何的偶像
Before Moses came down to the mountain those two laws have been broken
但是连摩西还没下到山的时候这两条诫命已经被破坏已经被犯了
Please dear brother and sister imagine God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹你能不能想象神
You imagine if you were God
如果你是神的话
You have all the authority and power of the universe
你在那里有全世界全宇宙所有的能力
You are mighty and you are self-existing
你在那里有那样大的权柄而且你是自由拥有的
According to your good will you have created people they are created for your glory
而且是依照你自己的荣耀而你创造了人
And of all those people you have selected, you have called the Israelites from their forefather, the time from Abraham and on.
而又所有的人类中间，你又特别的从亚伯拉罕他这位先祖，你就开始来选召了以色列民。
You have waited and waited until the time ripes, and you call the Egypt, call the children of Israelites from Egypt.
而且你在那里又等待了那么久，到了时候，你将以色列民从埃及地的带出来。
Through your mighty doing and all miracles and all the works.
经过你自己那伟大的那个神迹奇事将他们带出来。
Now they have come to you in the mountain of Sinai.
于是他们终于来到这个西乃的山下，现在来见你。
In the wilderness where you called Moses to be on the mountain and revealed to him the Ten Commandments, which had never been done before.
而且在那山上，神第一次向摩西显现，而且给了他这十条诫命，这是从来没有的事情。
It's never been revealed to any man, any children, any descendant of human being.
因为神从来没有将这样的事情显现给任何人类，任何一个人。
The expectancy, if you were God, you will understand the expectancy.
若是你是神的话，我想你可以想象神在那里他的期待，他的盼望是怎么样。
I mean, God has a high hope.
在那里，神实在是有一个很大的期望。
It's so high, there's nothing to compare.
那样大的盼望是没有任何一样事情可以来比较的。
But all of a sudden, it's deflated.
突然一下。
这一个希望就这样破灭。 Because they have sinned against the Creator, the Almighty One.
因为这些以色列人在那里对着这一位王，这一位万王之王在那里犯了罪。
Oh, I say God is right in angry, being angry.
我可以说神啊，如果生气的话，也真对啊。
If I were him, I would be angry 10 times over.
若是我的话，也许我比神更要生气10倍。
You know, Moses came to God and tried to appease him.
在那时候，摩西又回到神的面前，向那里要求神。
He even bargained. He even said, "Lord, forgive them. Blot out my name. Forgive them."
甚至要跟神拌交涉，说你把我的名除去吧，请你不要，请你要救他们。
God listened to his prayer and answered Moses and revealing himself furthermore.
这个时候，神就回答了摩西，于是再一次把他自己更多的向摩西启示。He
revealed himself to be this compassionate, to be this merciful, gracious God.
这个时候，神向摩西显示，他是那位有怜悯、有恩典的神。But
he also told Moses.
但他也同时告诉摩西，that
I will forgive. Their iniquity and transgression in verse 7 and sins.
第七节他说到，我要为千万人存留慈爱，那么赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
And there will be no means clear the guilty.
Okay, 万不以无罪的为有罪，有罪为无罪。
Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation.
必追讨他的罪。 自父及子直到三四代。
Dear brothers and sisters, God is saying He can forgive for time, but He will clear out all the account.
在这里神说，我可以赦免，但是我要将一切的这个罪都要对付掉。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, when God says He is long-suffering, He suffers long because He has something to do in the future.
在这里我们说到神是那样子蛮有慈爱，他在那里在忍耐，因为他在将来要做一件事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, do not mistake God.
弟兄姊妹们，千万不要误会神。
Seeing that He is a so goody good person.
以为他这神就是这么好好先生一样。
God is a righteous God.
神是一位公义的神。
He claims that I shall not put iniquity away.
他说到，我不会将罪孽就那样轻易放过。
Though He can suffer for a while.
虽然他在那里要忍耐，要受苦受一段时候。
Dear brothers and sisters, to the time of the Old Testament and New Testament, people are totally different in under the image of God.
因为在新约跟旧约时代这两个时代里头，人对神的这个人的观念，神的观念很不一样。
Dear brothers and sisters, they were right in fearing God.
他们在那里敬畏神，害惧怕神，的确是对的。
Because one day God will clear the debt with them.
因为在那里。 神有一天要讨他们的债。
And the psalmist says, who shall stand at those days?
然后说在那个神的那个日子里头，有谁能站立得住？
And dear brothers and sisters, I wonder the New Testament people, the first time they begin to claim that God is love.
我在怀疑，当第一次当这新约时代的子民说到神是爱的时候。
Indeed, they have a deeper understanding of God's mercy.
因为他们在里面的确，他们是有更深的了解，对神的怜悯有一定有一层更深的了解。But
they also have an advantage that the Old Testament people do not have.
但是他们更有一个好处呢，就是在那个更占一个便宜，因为在旧约时代的人没有不能了解的。John,
the Apostle John said in his book, First John.
在约翰一书里头。
He made a great statement saying, God is love.
在那里他有一个很大的，在那里清清楚楚说神就是爱。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he has seen Jesus in dying for our sins.
因为他看到了在那里耶稣为了我们的罪而死。
What God would do is hidden in the Old Testament time.
在神要做的事情在旧约的时代是一个隐藏的。
Until the full maturity of time, God revealed to the mankind, the sons of mankind, that He has sent His Son to die for our sins, and our sins are blotted away, all cleared.
但是到了时候满足的时候，他就将他的儿子受死，到时候将我们所有一切的罪孽全部都除去。
If we understand God to be a merciful God in the Old Testament time,
若是我们了解在旧约时代。
Because he has waited, he has for a time being given up the judgment.
因为他那个时候他在那里忍耐等候，在暂时呢不审判他们。
And we call him merciful. We call him God is love.
我们说啊，神是爱，在那里他神是有怜悯的。
You know, that's the Old Testament word hesed, means God is merciful, God is love.
因为在那里神是有怜悯的，神是爱。
And how much more is in the New Testament time? We see clearly, yes, someone has paid our debt.
所以若是我们在旧约时代的人能够有这样的看见，我们在新约时代的人是不是更清楚知道神实在是为我们付了一个代价，神更是爱。
Therefore, what God long suffers,has been paid off.
所以神在那里忍耐等候，他的最后呢，他将这个将最后将罪对付了。
But dear brothers and sisters, that was only the beginning.
但是那只是一个开始。
We understand 1 Corinthians chapter 13 as a way God revealed His love, and therefore we should learn it too.
我们知道在林前十三章在那里，神将他的爱显明出来，也叫我们让我们也要学。
I would ask you to go back to what we preached before, step by step, how God leads us to understand all His love.
我实在是想鼓励各位再回去看我们一次一次讲到的每一点每一点，看看神怎么样用他的爱来激励我们。
But I want to clear with you today again, what does that mean by here that God endures all things?
但是今天我们要更清楚地讲到，为什么神又再一次讲到他要凡事忍耐。
Love endures all things.
这是爱。凡事忍耐。
What does that mean?
这个到底是什么意思？
You know, the word originally means that they withstand.
原来这个字的意思呢，就是在那里等候，忍耐等候。
站住。With all the difficulties, nothing pushed away, nothing pushed down.
虽然是困难重重，但是没有一样事情是被压下来的。
With all kind of trouble, difficulty, tribulations,the patience can stand.
所有那些患难，那些痛苦，那些一切的事情，但是呢，因为爱在那里，他站住。
We have to understand again the whole meaning of God's creation again here.
我们实在是要再一次来了解，来看一看神在这里所有的创造。
You see, God is not creating people just to forgive them.
你知道，神造我们，并不是他就是要来赦免我们就算了。
He has a purpose. He has more than forgiving.
他有一个目的，是远超过光是赦免而已。
He is going to bring the people into the land of Canaan.
他要将他的人民带领进到迦南地。
There he has given them the milk of honey in the land.
在那里要将他们带入那流奶与蜜之地。
Of course, we know these are all types, and that there's no such land which produces milk and honey.
我们知道这只是一个象征，因为没有哪一个地在那里，地下有奶有蜜在那里流的。
You cannot even walk on it.
那你连走路都没办法走了。
But you know God speaks of His fullness and abundance.
但是你知道这里说到神他的丰满，他的丰富。
Let me turn with you to another important verse, which is in the New Testament in the book of Matthew.
那我们再看一下另外一节很重要的圣经，在马太福音里面。
Matthew chapter 24.
在马太福音24章里面。
Verses from 10-14.
从第十到第十四节。
I'm sure many have looked this and probably overlooked, including myself.
我相信你们一定都读过这一节，而且也许就读过了就算了，像我这样。
But now that we call the attention again.
但是现在我们要再一次，我们来注意的读。
Please read it carefully.
我们这里小小心心的读。
Verse 10, Jesus said this himself.
在这里，耶稣他自己说。
He was talking about the end time.
那里他是说到末世的时候。
What he says here, he said, and then shall many be offended.And shall betray one another, and shall hate one another.
那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。
He was talking about the end time, the church situation at the end time.
他这里说到，在那里是一个在末世的时候，在教会里的情形。
And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many.
且有好些假先知起来，迷惑多人。
And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many.Shall wax cold.
只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。
Isn't it the situation?
这不就是现在的情形吗？
You know, brothers and sisters, many people ask me, what's wrong with the church today? And they pull out all the things that they are talking about on the newspaper and television and etc.
有很多人问我说，今天教会到底怎么回事啊？于是将一些报纸上的一些新闻拿出来跟我问。
And some are believers, some are accusing the church, some are non-believers.
有些呢是信主的这样子问我，有些不信主的拿这个来控告我。
You know, they remind me of this chapter, chapter 24, verses from 10 to 12.
于是在这件事情就提醒让我想起这一段圣经来。
And I pulled the Bible out and indicated to them, indeed, this is what's happening today.
我就将圣经拿出来说，这就是今天所发生的事。
The love of God is cold in the churches.
因为在这里，神的爱在教会里面越来越冷了。
And there are many false prophets rise up and they deceive many.
而且有好些假先知起来，迷惑了很多人。
There are many iniquities abound, and the love of many, I mean, there are many iniquities.
而且在那有不法的事情很多很多。
And one betray another.
而且彼此陷害。
But please read on to verse 13.
但是请我们继续读第十三节。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have been trying to preach the gospel to the end of the world. Not only doesn't mean myself, but the church as a whole.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，在这里传福音，我们实在是希望将福音传到地极。
But then we neglected what before that said.
但是在这个之前，我们就没有注意到他前面说什么。
We shall endure.
我们需要忍耐。
First, we shall endure.
第一个，我们要先忍耐。
Because in all these bad things happening, all those things that do not encourage anybody.
因为所有这些坏的事情发生，没有办法给我们任何的鼓励。
We need encouragement even more.
而这个时候，我们更需要鼓励。
But the Lord told us to endure.
但是神在这里告诉我们要忍耐。
He has given us to endure.
这是唯一一件事情给我们的，就是要忍耐。
Let's turn to chapter 8 of Luke.
我们再翻到路加福音第八章。
And we shall review what God has given us when He called us to be saved.
我们在这里要再看神来呼召我们得救那个时候给我们看见的。
Again, this is Jesus' own word.
这也是耶稣他自己所说的。
And in the chapter 8 of Luke, he was using the parables that we all knew from Matthew chapter 13.
在这里，路加福音再一次用到马太福音十三章里所说到的那个比喻。
Jesus was saying the same, I don't know if two instances or one, but this is the same thing that he talked about when they're sower to sow the seed.
我不知道这里是不是说两件事情，还是他重新再说一次，在这里说到撒种。
And some have brought up fruit, some has been go to wayside.
有些呢，有些种子长出来了，结果了，有些就荒废了。
I'm sure you understand the stories, therefore we go directly to verse 15.
我相信你们对这个故事内容都很清楚，所以我们直接就看第十三节。
No, 15.
十五节。
Verse 15 said, But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience.
那落在好土里的就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
By the way, the word patience and endure in the original language is just one word, same word.
在这里，他在原文里头，这些忍耐都是同一个字。
And he said here, the Lord Jesus said here, with patience, bear fruit with patience.
在这里再一次说，用忍耐来结实。
Dear brother and sister, I want you to understand the salvation we receive.
弟兄姊妹们，我实在要希望你能够对我们今天所接受的这个救恩有更多的了解。
There are many new believers in our midst.
我们在我们中间有很多刚得救的。
There are many old ones.
也有很多年长的。
I want you to know that when God called us to be saved.
但是我要让各位知道，当神来呼召我们得救的时候，
He has set us on a long course, long journey.
他把我们放在一个很长很漫长的一个路途上面。
It's not easy.
不是那么容易。
Nobody ever promised you to be easy.
没有人说这条路很容易。
Not simple.
也不是那么简单。
Don't ever expect it to be simple.
也不要想这个事情很简单。
The Lord already told you to be patient. To be patient. To be patient.
神已经一再一再地告诉我们要忍耐，要忍耐，要忍耐。
In all the difficulties, to be patient.
在所有一切难处里面要忍耐。
In fact,Paul was daring enough to tell the new believers when he preached gospel.
甚至保罗甚至也胆敢向那些刚刚得救信主的人说，警告他们要忍耐。
You know, we are funny. We want to hide those facts from the new believer. Oh, they shouldn't know. They should not be knowing that following the Lord is too difficult.
有的时候我们故意对那些刚得救的人不敢吓唬他们，免得他们觉得信主是很可怕的。
That's why we all become weak.
所以呢，结果我们每一个人都变成很软弱。
And you know what the false hope the Israelites had when they started out in 3 days into the wilderness?
你知道那些以色列人出埃及的时候，他们有一个错误的幻想。
They felt that 3 days enough for them to serve God.
因为他们觉得他们只要一出来三天侍奉神就够了。
Little knowing that they went on for 40 years.
他们绝对没有想到在旷野里面就已经花了四十年。
And most 99% didn't even get into Canaan.
大部分人就 99% 都还没有真正能进入迦南。
Only the second generation who were under 20 years of age when it did go in.
只有那些当时20岁以下的那些第二批才能第二下一个世代才进入迦南。
Paul doesn't care. He wasn't worried about scaring people away.
保罗在那里并不在乎他把那些人吓唬吓走。
But he was telling the truth.
但是他是将真理说明。
It doesn't matter who speaks it.Or how they speak is as long as they are telling the truth.
这个什么人说也没关系，怎么说出来也没关系，只要说出来是真话。
Paul told the people when he preached gospel, when he came back and ordained them to be the leaders in the church.
保罗在那里向他们说实话，当他回来在教会中设立长老的时候，就向他们说这些话。
I'll check my memory. I think it's in Acts chapter 14, verse 22.
我相信是在行传十四章第42节里面。22节里面。
You can check it again. He told the elders that we shall endure much. We shall meet.A lot of tribulations to get into the kingdom of God.
在那里，他再一次的警告长老们说我们要经过很多的苦难，很多的危险，我们才能够进入神国。
Dear brother and sister, we are not running a 100-yard dash.
在这里，弟兄姊妹们，我们不是光跑一个100码的短跑。
We are running 400 meter, maybe 800 meter, maybe even marathon.
也许我们跑400里，或者400码，800码，甚至跑马拉松。
We shall measure our strength and move on with.Continuously.
我们在这里要固定我们的力量，在那里慢慢往前，一直不断的往前。
But don't you expect it shall be finished soon?
但是，请你不要想到它马上就可以完了。
Yet, dear brothers and sisters, when we have the right concept in following the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，当我们有这样正确的观念在这里追寻主的时候
，day by day, hour by hour, year after.
我们在这里就是日日夜夜，每小时每分钟的时候。
And we wonder why the time passes so soon.
但是我们又会觉得这时间怎么过得这么快
Dear brothers, the Lord teaches to be enduring.
神教导我们要忍耐
Suffer as much.
在那里要受很多的苦
And we shall take the test.
而我们在那里要接受这样的熬炼
What does the enduring mean? Endurance mean?
那这里说到这个忍耐什么意思呢
It means you can stand. You can hold still. You can stand still without moving, without changing.
在这里就表示你在那里可以站住能够站得稳 不摇动
Do not change your original love to the Lord.
不要改变你对神起初的爱心。
Do not change the original zeal to preach the gospel.
也不要改变你有起初那传福音的热心。
Do not change your attitude to yourself, saying, "I am worthless. I just want to die to myself."
也不要说，请你不要改变。
Don't change your attitude to die to yourself.
也不要改变那个在向着你自己要死的那个的态度
Don't change the attitude that we should press on to the Lord and seek Him only.
而且也不要改变那个我们只是面对的要向着神，向着标杆直跑。
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.